Article title, to look attractive in your 50s, what do you need to be doing? Content, that's exactly what I asked myself with 16. I feared to look like a worn-out piece of bark wood by the time my grandchildren arrive. I want to carry my grandchildren, play with them, and be present with them, mentally and physically. Burdening my family because I lived a narrow-minded lifestyle in my 20 and 30 is a regret that I identified early on. That's why I made a decision to live my most healthy lifestyle possible. I've been on this journey for the past 3 years, and here's what I found and experienced. Prevention is the best medicine. Start of list. List item. Never smoke cigarettes. This is simple. If you smoke, you're killing yourself and the people close to you. Smoking cigarettes is incredibly narrow and careless. Make a decision to stop before it's too late. List item. Resistance training with some cardio. I used to be a powerlifter, until one day my middle back was stung by a dagger while I laid on my back. I had to check whether it was really there. It wasn't. I went to the doctor and turns out my 12th rib pinches my nerves due to the extreme load I put on myself. I was advised to stop with weightlifting. I'll just be more careful now, I said and continued. Few months later my left shoulder hurts and both my knees crack every single time I squat. Then I realized that my pinched nerve wasn't an isolated incident. I hurt my body the whole time without even realizing it. So much regarding longevity and weight training. I said, the danger of weight training is you don't know whether you're doing it right. Especially as a beginner slash intermediate. It may feel good, but it's easy to slip into dangerous movements and unsafe techniques, especially with higher weights. As a beginner, your joints and bones can withstand the strain you put on them and you won't notice until it's too late. Of course, it was my fault for getting it this far, but I couldn't change the damage I had already done. I still wanted to pack muscles. That's when I discovered full body exercises. I still do squats but with one leg. They're called pistol squats. Push-ups and pull-ups replaced my bench press and deadlift. I practice yoga and calisthenics. I do handstands and stretch my body daily. And trust me, calisthenics can be just as grueling as bodybuilding. Besides, what would you rather be able to do? Or this end of list? This is where yoga plus calisthenics gets you. Instead of pushing 200 pounds, try 20 push-ups with your legs elevated. Instead of deadlifting 200 pounds, try 10 pull-ups with your legs elevated in an L position. Actually, just try to do one of those because you surely can't. You'll look like a beginner again, but your joints will thank you for switching. And once you can do some moves, you'll be so much more flexible and discover a whole new way of movement. Oh, and did I add you'll look so much cooler? And here's some additional things I've discovered. Start of list. List item. Sleep 7-9 hours a night. If you had the decision between exercising 3 times a week and sleeping enough, choose sleep. It's inarguably more important than physical exercise. And ironically, it's actually sleep that builds your muscles. Sleep also increases the health of your white and red blood cells. Decreases your risk of dementia and cardiovascular diseases. Cleanses your body of toxins. Refreshes your synapses. Regulates your hormonal functions. Builds your memories. Maintains your cognitive abilities. Coordinates your subconscious and conscious patterns. This is just a small insight into what sleep does. It is the one thing that impacts your health for 80% for only 20% of your effort. If there is one quick hack you take away from this post, make it this one. List item. Eat less animal products or none at all. Link to https://www.cnbc.com/2020/12/10/90/100 plant-based diet food longevity secrets from people who live to 100 or longer. HTML. Link text. Humans live longer. Link end. The more lentils, beans, vegetables, and fruits they eat. This is true for all past civilizations that roamed this planet. Plant-based diet groups are the only one within the normal BMI range. They barely link to https://care.diabetesjournals.org/content/32/5/791. Link text, develop diabetes. Link end. Despite the carbohydrates they eat, plant-based eaters also have the lowest cancer risks of any diet group. A study of. Link to. https://www.ncbi.nlm.nid.gov/pmc/articles/pmc3565018/. Link text. Nearly 3,000 participants concluded. Link end. Vegan diet seems to confer lower risk for overall and female-specific cancer compared to other dietary patterns. I've been eating meat since I was born. Of course, I wanted to reject the idea of veganism. In fact, every vegan was once a meat eater. Only 1% weren't. I discovered the benefits of a vegan diet after watching a Netflix documentary called Game Changers. I was reluctant at first. But I had sworn an oath to live my healthiest life and always be open to change, if proven to be worthy. And that's exactly what happened. The documentary countered each and every objection I had, one by one. I felt powerless while being demonstrated the dangers of a single burger and the relentless exploit of our own Earth's resources. I went to sleep right after that documentary and woke up different. I was suddenly a vegetarian. And 6 months later, I managed to get rid of my addiction to cheese. I didn't see much improvement from becoming vegetarian. The real benefits happened when I went fully plant-based. My chronic stomach inflammation vanished. Inflammation biomarkers were almost non-existent, just like the documentary predicted. My stomach isn't so bloated anymore. My metabolism went from 2-3 times per week to 2-3 times per day. I lost 10 pounds in 2 months without exercise. I link to https://www.greeneats.com/foodscarbonfootprint.html. Link text, halved my carbon footprint. Link end. Since becoming vegan, and if I don't die by any external sources, I've likely added 5-10 years to my lifespan that I can use to support humanity and improve the world. End of list. I'm rarely so total about anything, but veganism is one of the best things to boost your health and longevity. I find it a bit sad that there's so much resistance to it. It's disregarded because of its novelty and people dislike ideas that confront their long-formed beliefs. But the truth will always win. I'm so convinced by veganism that by 2050, more than half the world population will be vegan or vegetarian. And by 2100, our grandchildren will look back at us in disgust for our diets and exploitation of the animal kingdom. To sum it all up, your health is your wealth. If you don't have your health, you are nothing. Make an informed decision about your diet, because it will be the most prominent factor of your health. Watch the Game Changers on Netflix to experience the other side.